dead man walking.
Pensacola Opera is producing the Florida premiere of the contemporary opera Dead Man Walking, which is based on Sister Helen Prejean's book of the same name. It recounts the story of her becoming spiritual director to a man on death row and how that led her into a vocation of activism. I spoke with Jerome Shannon, executive director and music director of Pensacola Opera.
I've been lucky enough to do 4 other productions of this piece. And Sister Helen has always come to see the production, which is very nice. And she says that more than her book, or more than the play, or the movie, the opera has the greatest impact. And we're all there together in this theater, in the dark, a community. And then the music starts propelling us through this journey.
The opera version of Dead Man Walking, written by Jake Heggie with a libretto by Terrence McNally, premiered in San Francisco in 2000, although the story Prejean tells recalls the events of 1982.
Somebody said, would you be a pen pal to a man on death row? And she said yes. And as she said, I had no idea that my life would change. And she went to visit him, and he asked her to be a spiritual advisor because he was going to be put to death. Then she became aware of how the death penalty works and how capital punishment works. And then she found her purpose in life, or as she says, God's purpose for her.
17 years later, capital punishment is still a controversial topic. Florida is one of 31 states that utilizes the death penalty. And since 1976, the state has executed 93 convicted murderers, all at Florida State Prison. As of January 28, 2017, 383 offenders are awaiting execution. In order to relate the opera to the present, Pensacola Opera is presenting a series of town hall meetings discussing criminal justice, reentry of the incarcerated, as well as discussions with the cast of Dead Man Walking.
I think the idea of doing the town hall meetings is just getting people to discuss it and hopefully then have interest in the opera, but then also to see that the opera, though it tells her story, just makes us think. I think that if you can invite the community to discuss this topic, it makes it relative to the piece that you're doing. Because she herself, in the beginning of the opera, says, I think you should know, I don't believe in capital punishment.
I asked Maestro Shannon how the opera served as a vehicle for telling such a poignant story. Death isn't an uncommon occurrence in the opera, but Dead Man Walking is based on real events, and it's a contemporary piece in English, so the tragedy of death is more immediate.
The curtain goes up, and it never comes back down. And the one thing about music and opera is that we start associating people with motives. We have a motive for Sister Helen. We have a motive for Joe, the murderer. We have a motive for the parents of the victims. And these all can come weaving in and out. And then the one thing that happens in the opera is that everyone can sing at one time. There's a wonderful scene. There's a pardon board hearing where Sister Helen has agreed to go. And they are requesting that they commute his sentence from death to life. And she meets the parents of the victims in the parking lot. And they say to her, you don't know what it's like to lose a child. And she says, you're right, I don't, I'm sorry. And there you have the parents, you have Sister Helen, and then you even have the murderer's mother singing all at the same time about different things.
Pensacola Opera is hosting town hall meetings Wednesdays, both before and after the production, at 5:30 p.m. at the Pensacola Opera Center downtown. For additional details, go to pensacolaopera.com. The opera Dead Man Walking will be performed March 17th and March 19th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. For WUWF, this is Lindsay Myers.